When it comes to self-care, it doesn't matter if you're male or female. There are some things you must know about self-care, especially if you want to boost your goal achievement and stay on track all year long and go into 2021 with a bang. Our world has changed and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach, Pat Counsell. And today we're going to talk about what you really must know about self-care. And this is all about the major care that will boost your achievement. So let's get into it. Now, Tone It Up Tuesday started out since the beginning. It started out as all about your physical self, about physical fitness, you know, exercising, eating right, and basically taking care of your body. And so over the years, I've come to realize that we need to expand the concept of our Tone It Up Tuesdays. So we're going to include other areas of life because, you know, it all kind of works together, all of who you are. And that's the purpose of our show today. I've seen different ads. I've read blogs, magazine articles, and watched quite a few videos about self-care. And the one thing that I noticed is that they all have one thing in common. Most of them share great self-care tips, for the body. It's all about the physicals for the body only, except for an article that I read in the magazine Experience Life. It was a great article that really truly defined self-care. And so the article is now online. And so what I'm going to do is I'll post a link in our show notes, and that way you guys can read it if you decide that you want to take a look. In the meantime, I'm going to share what self-care is truly about. Then you'll know what the big deal is. You know, why I'm saying you must know about self-care. Now, the purpose of sharing this information with you, I want to inspire you guys to put your attention on self-care in such a way that it gives your entire life this energetic boost. So here's some clarity on self-care. Okay, so self-care is really kind of when you're looking to care for yourself more fully, it's important that you really understand what that means, because that is how you really become fully engaged in self-care so that you can give your life the boost it needs so that you can achieve your goals. Now, the term self-care, it actually refers to any deliberate act that you undertake that protects and nurtures your own physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. So it's not just about you pampering yourself. It kind of encompasses all of the four power cores, your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. So instead of just it being all about your physical self, self-care encompasses quite a few practices. It involves quite a few things. And I mean, it does include healthy eating. It does include exercising, but it also includes becoming more mindful and embracing meditation, something that can actually relieve stress and anxiety. And it also includes doing things that will nourish your body and your soul. And of course, we know that the soul is made up of the will, the mind, and your emotions. So as you can see, self-care is quite a bit. And so a lot of times when we think about self-care, it's about, we think of it as taking a long hot bubble bath or something like that. That's only a small part of self-care. So when you can participate fully in self-care, you'll become more stable. You'll feel more, a lot calmer, and you'll feel more centered. Actually, you'll be more centered, which that's going to help you achieve a lot more. And it's going to help you achieve, period. So if you're not achieving, then perhaps look at your self-care. How are you nurturing yourself? How are you taking care of all of who you are? So for example, I've seen people that, you know, they look super sharp. They're really pristine because they really take care of their physical person. They're in phenomenal shape, but then you get to know them a little bit better and you see that their mental attitude, it is really something difficult to deal with. They think small. They don't think well of themselves. They have low self-esteem. Their confidence isn't there as much as we think it would be a person who looks as good as they look. So self-care includes all of that. And that's what I want to do with our Tone It Up Tuesdays. We're going to bring you more of that. So think about fully participating in that self-care, and you're going to find that achievement is just so much easier. Now, the best part of achieving your goals is that you won't simply be doing it out of necessity or desperation. A lot of times we set these goals that we've got to get them done. We have to achieve them because if we don't, we won't, I don't know, get money, or we won't get something that we truly feel like we need to survive. So that's necessity and, of course, desperation. Now, I have to say, even though both of those types of energies, that can help you move the needle quite a bit, but it won't be as satisfying to you. So the object of the game here is to achieve in such a way that your achievement will give you a sense of satisfaction, and it's going to give you the gratitude that will cause you to feel more connected to your gifts and talents. You're going to be more in tune with who you are, why you're here, and you're going to find it easier to accomplish your fitness goals, your business goals, your relationship goals. So you're going to find it easier just to accomplish these goals all the way around. Now, my caveat here, you guys, is that, listen, don't think that you're not going to have some challenges in life. But if you take care of yourself and you're kind of at your best and you do your best to stay at your best, then what's going to happen is you're going to find that it's a lot easier to get beyond those challenges. So I think it's important that you put your attention on you. And a lot of times we don't put our attention on ourselves. We want to take care of everyone else because on some level we think that that makes us, especially as females, we think that it makes us self-centered. And listen, it is not self-centered to take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of you, then, well, how are you going to be here to actually help those who really need help? The people in your family, your friends, the people that you don't even know, that once you start fully sharing your gifts and talents, it's going to spill over into their lives and make their lives better. So self-care is really a big deal. And so, as I said a few moments ago, we are going to really bring you more information about self-care on our Tone It Up Tuesday. I want to talk about more than the physical. I want to include the physical. And another thing I want to say is that it also kind of, it's about your environment. So I'm kind of getting ahead of myself because I also want to give you guys some keys that will kind of get you started on your self-care journey or help you take it to another level. And to kind of get you started coming up shortly, I think I mentioned yesterday on yesterday's podcast that our first episode of Morning Cup of Tea that actually I mentioned it last week that our first episode of Morning Cup of Tea is going to be today. And on Morning Cup of Tea, this is where you're going to learn how tea contributes to your physical care. And I promise you guys, it's going to be super informative and not corny at all. So you want to stay tuned for that. But first, before we get to Morning Cup of Tea, here are some self-care strategies that, that cover kind of all of your power cores or your other power cores, as well as your physical environment. So as you're going to see that self-care, and I want to say this before I give you these tips here or strategies that will help you kind of get jumpstart or just go further into your self-care. I want to say this, you know, right now we're in the middle of the election and there's so much going on in society. I think that because people are so stressed out, they've been worried about the economy, they've been worried about the direction America's going in. And as a result, people are really not putting their attention on taking care of themselves in the right way. Okay, so you want to put your attention on taking care of yourself in the right way. And I can assure you, stressing out over a job, stressing out over money, and I can say that because, you know, I've had people say, well, it's easy for you to say that. You're not where I am. Well, yeah, I've been there, done that more than once. So I know what it feels like. But I also know that I had to put my attention fully on taking care of me and raising my vibrations, raising my energy levels, staying positive, putting my attention on where I truly wanted to go and the outcome that I wanted in order to change that environment. So let's kind of press on here. Here are some self-care strategies that kind of cover some of the other power cores other than just the physical, your physical person. And I'm also going to include your physical environment because that's important too. Number one, pay attention to your emotions. If you're feeling any kind of regret or you're feeling guilty over something, you wish you had done this and you didn't do it and you feel like that time has passed, I encourage you to find a way to let it go. And I've done podcasts on letting it go, on how to let things go, and I'll probably do another soon. But you want to find a way to let it go because that's affecting you. When your emotions are not solid and they're not healthy, then it's very difficult for you to achieve. So number two, strengthen both your mind and spirit by taking time to meditate. Take some time to be still. Don't stress over what's going on. Just tune the outside world out. Tune it out and, you know, just be with you and your spirit and what's going on with your spirit and calm your mind. So you can strengthen both your mind and spirit when you do that, when you meditate effectively. Number three, tap into your most authentic thoughts by setting aside some time to journal. I know sometimes, especially for guys, that might seem like it's a little corny, but I promise you it's not corny. It is extremely healthy. It's a great form of self-care. And you can go back and look at what you've written, even after 7 days. And sometimes if you go back, you know, a month, you'll see, wow, I'm still thinking the same way I thought, you know, a month ago or 6 months ago. And then you know that you need to do something different. Or you'll see that, wow, look at my progression. Look at how I'm progressing here. And you're going to be more and more excited. And that's going to give you a confidence boost. So either way, if it's something that is counterproductive to your success and you're journaling about it, at least you're getting it out of your mind so you can make space for something that's good. Number four, decide on who or what you need to say no to to so that you can say yes to yourself. That's really important that you say yes to you. And I think sometimes we deny ourselves because we don't want to hurt someone else's feelings or because we want people to like us. And you know what? There are people, the people that are going to like you are going to like you, but do not constantly deny yourself. Do not constantly say no to you while you're saying yes to a bunch of strangers. So say no to whoever or whatever you need to say no to so that you can say yes to yourself. Okay. As I said earlier, I will continue to share more with you about self-care in future episodes, because what I want you to keep in mind is that getting the best out of life, it starts with you. So we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and we're going to kind of talk about the morning cup of tea. And I promise you guys, you do not want to miss this. This is really, I think it's an eye opener. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. If you truly want the best out of life, it starts with understanding and embracing your magnificence. It is also about discovering how to use your magnificence to build the life you desire. Find out how to bring out your magnificence with my free course, Bringing Out Your Magnificence. Get the details at designingyourlifeachieversacademy.com. That's designingyourlifeachieversacademy.com. Welcome back to Designing Your Life Today. We're doing our first episode of Morning Cup of Tea. You know what? Taking the time to kind of sip on some tea will not only help you tap into your present moment thoughts, which comes in handy when you're working on achieving your goals, but tea can also boost your health. Now, I'm not a doctor, so I want to tell you guys, before you try any of the teas that I recommend, you can check with your doctor and then you can decide from there. But you know what? I've been a tea drinker off and on for several years now. It's just that recently in the last, I'm going to say probably last 2 years, I've discovered that tea has some great benefits, some great health benefits. And I've been meaning to do an episode on morning cup of tea for, I don't know, probably maybe more than 2 years now. But I finally decided that, hey, I really want to talk about this because I've actually been drinking more teas and the benefits are amazing. So that's why I've decided to share my research, all the findings through my research, as well as my personal experiences with you. And I'm sure you guys are going to find some value in this information. I mean, hey, if you don't drink tea, you may even adopt the tea drinking habit. And if you do drink tea, you may increase your drinking, but you might also find some benefits about teas and probably add some more teas, different teas to your selection. So here's a delicious tea that proclaims lots of health benefits. And I got to tell you guys, it's delicious. I absolutely love it. And it's called Golden Turmeric Chai Tea. Some people call it turmeric, but Golden Turmeric Chai Tea. And boy, is it delicious. Now, what makes this tea so great is kind of the contents, the blend and all of the different health benefits that come along with this tea. And I'm going to share some of the ingredients with you and kind of talk a little bit about what these ingredients can do for your body. And as I said, all of this is based on, you know, my research, and I'll include the links in our show notes so that you guys can take a look on your own and you can do your own research and decide. Now, first of all, I want to say this, that before I decided to do the morning cup of tea, and what really made me want to do this is when I was reading up on the benefits of teas, I found a statement that said, numerous studies have shown that a variety of teas may boost your immune system, fight off inflammation, and even ward off cancer and heart disease. And so This is, while some brews provide more health advantages than others, there's plenty of evidence that regularly drinking tea can have a lasting impact on your wellness. And that comes from a website, penmedicine.org. So I'll include that link and you guys can go and read it yourself. You really want to pay attention to your health. And I'm going to say that that would be like stage one of, or part one of self-care. So here's some of the ingredients, and we're going to get through this pretty quickly. And now, this golden turmeric chai tea, it actually has ginger, cloves, cinnamon, fennel, black peppercorn, natural spicy cinnamon flavor, and of course, turmeric. So turmeric is an anti-inflammatory, increases antioxidant capacity in the body, lower risk of your risk of heart and brain diseases, and it may be useful in preventing cancer. So as I said, these are things that I found in my research. And here's the thing, that you can drink this delicious tea and get these amazing benefits. Now, of course, ginger helps with weight loss, lowered blood sugar, helps with indigestion, may lower your cholesterol as well as fight infections. Cloves improves liver, bone health, may reduce stomach ulcers and more. Cinnamon is an anti-inflammatory, and it may cut the risk of heart disease, and it's beneficial when it comes to neurodegenerative diseases. That's Alzheimer's and dementia and so on and so on. Anything that really affects your kind of your brain. So cinnamon is well phenomenal. All of these ingredients so far are amazing when it comes to what they proclaim to do for your body. Fennel suppresses your appetite. It's good for your heart. It has cancer fighting properties, antibacterial properties, which can ward off viruses. And it has mental health benefits. And finally, black peppercorn is high in antioxidants, anti-inflammatory, blood sugar control, cancer fighting, promotes gut health. And think about that. So we're talking about black pepper, you guys. And who would think that if you put black pepper in a tea that it would be delicious? But I'm going to tell you guys, it is so delicious. This blend is, it's really kind of mild, and it has a little sweet taste to it. So it kind of has everything that you need. And it's just something that you just want to sit and sip on pretty much all day. So I don't want to go on and on and talk about it. I mainly wanted you guys to understand the benefits of this amazing tea. Now, if you want this tea, you know, there are perhaps different blends that you can find that have some of these ingredients. But if you want a tea that has all of these ingredients, then I'm going to put a link in the show notes and you guys can order the tea on your own if you want to try that tea. It's inexpensive. It starts at, I think, $3, and it can go up depending on what size you buy. So you can check it out there, and you can decide if it's for you. Give it a little taste if you're into drinking tea. And if you're not, you know, study up on the health benefits of tea. And we're going to be back with some more morning cup of tea. And we're going to do this probably every other Tuesday. So we'll be back to talk about a different flavor, because I got tons of teas in my cabinet. You guys, I try all kinds of teas, from the ones you get from the regular supermarket to the ones that you can order. And I find that some of the ones that you ordered, they're fresher, but they're also more potent. So you get to decide what you want and what works for you. Listen, that is all I have for you guys today, except to say that it is important that you, I would say that when you're putting your goals together, that you include a section on self-care. What are you going to do so that you can stay focused and you can stay feeling good physically, mentally, emotionally, and strengthen yourself spiritually? What are you going to do to keep your self-care intact so that you will stay on track? Not just in 2021, but starting right now, because power's in the present moment. So I would say add this to your goals, and hey, get started on it like today. Listen, you guys, that's all I have for you on this Tone It Up Tuesday. I want you guys to have an amazing day and do life with power. It's your time to do life with power. So get more resources for building your magnificent life and business by visiting designyourlifetoday.com. Also, take the time to give us a positive review on iTunes and other podcast platforms where you listen to our podcast. This helps others looking to achieve find our show. Feel free to comment at the bottom of the shows that you listen to on each page. Our show notes contain links to the resources mentioned in our various shows. This show is produced to help you do life with power by discovering how to use what you already have. So feel free to download our podcast and share it with others. Finally, stay connected by using our super easy method to start receiving your newsletter, and do this by texting the words power up to 42828. Thank you for listening, and next time invite a friend. Do life with power, you guys.